It may seem like just yesterday you were teaching them the ABCs, showing them how to ride a bike, teaching them how to parallel park. But now many parents are waving goodbye as their once little ones go off to college.
Not looking forward to this in my life. So how do you cope with a now empty house? Dr. Drew Pinsky's with us in the house. Good to have you with us, Dr. Drew.
It is my pleasure. And how much longer do you have to go before you join the ranks?
Oh, you're going to make me do math on a Monday. Let's see. My kids are 7 and 5.
Okay,
so we're looking at about
time.
15 years, so, maybe, something like that.
So God knows when that college crunch hits, you'll go through that misery as well.
Yeah, so what advice do you have for me?
Well, you know, it's something that not only have I heard people that work with couples talking about for years, and I'm sure everyone else has heard as well, which is be careful, pay attention to your relationship, be sure you have date night, craft that time where you could nurture the relationship. Well, those words of advice really come to bear at the time that the kids all leave for college. This is when the rubber hits the road. And I personally experienced this, Nathan, in a very intense way, because I have triplets.
Oh, wow.
And so I live in Los Angeles, and they all went east on one day, and pow, we were once a family of five, and all of a sudden, it was me and my wife again. And here's what we found. We found, oh, my goodness, we actually like each other. And we did have a relationship before we were under the influence of triplets, and we did know how to have fun. But there are plenty of couples that don't know or have forgotten that. And it really requires some effort and focus. If you allow either of the couple to drift into their work or away from the other, particularly at this time of transition. And by the way, it's something, we're going through it again now. They're sophomores in college. And lo and behold, we just had a summer where we sort of morphed back into a family of five, and they leave again. So this is people think of the empty nest as something they go through when they leave their freshman year. I'm here to tell you, it happens every year they leave for college. It's a very, very strange feeling. And I find one of the most difficult periods of parenting to negotiate, because how much do you push them out? How much do you pull them back? How much do you, and what you love, Nathan, that family of four that you have, which is so wonderful, how much do you indulge that because you love it, as opposed to push them back out into the world so they can flexibly exist as an adult? It is a dance. It is something that must be negotiated. And if you're not paying attention to it, it will get you.
Now, what about reverse empty nest syndrome when the kids graduate? Now, you've got a couple of years, but let's say when they graduate, let's hope yours can find jobs and won't have to end up coming back home. But we know in this economy that is happening quite a bit. How does that affect the relationship, the marriage between the mom and dad?
Well, obviously, a child that sort of roosts again, comes back to roost and doesn't gain independence and isn't able to function in the world for whatever reason, whether it's just the global economy or the fact that that child has some liability, can put significant stress on that relationship. Because once again, parenting styles can really come to bear. One parent may indulge that and feel quite comfortable with that, and the other may be in a panic about it, trying to push the child out into the workforce. So again, like every other parenting experience, it's something that has to be approached as a unity. The two of you must be discussing this before you're in front of the child having conversations about this. You've got to reach consensus. And I hope that while the kids are away at school, that you spend a lot of quality time recultivating that relationship. And I got to tell you, I have found it to be a wonderful time. I do miss the family thing that you miss, Nathan, but I'll tell you, it is something that if you like your partner, it's nice to get your life back again a little bit, and you should enjoy that and spend time doing that and let the kids be a little bit. Let them go out into the world. And hopefully, if you do that well, there won't be so much clinging when the time comes. Now, if they have difficulty getting out into the world, obviously limits must be set. I think that there's, if you remember before the economy, people were talking about the Peter Pan syndrome, that people were coming home and wanting to be dependent children for longer periods of time than ever before. The economy only amplified that problem. I think it's incumbent upon us as parents, as difficult as it might be, particularly if we love that dependency and we love the fact that they're back at home, we must forego that to push them into the world so they can navigate on their own.
Good advice, as always, Dr. Drew. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Dr. Drew Pinsky with us here on WTOP.